Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program.
In January and February, March, there were nightly reports of homes that are being affected by the hogs with severe damage.
Willie Conrad, manager for Austin Waters Wildland Conservation Division, says in dry months, feral hogs come into neighborhoods to search for food. This is a growing trend around the state, and feral hogs now cause about $52 million in damage annually. In response, Austin has implemented a feral hog management system. By dialing 311, residents can contact city officials. Texas Wildlife Services will then investigate the damages and locate and trap the hogs in nearby wildlands.
If you have a hog in a trap, you've got a caged wild animal. We're afraid that even if that animal's just there for a couple hours in that cage, that it poses a threat to curious people that want to come see the hog and see what happens.
Conrad says cities that don't have hog problems still need to prepare.
Biologists with Texas Parks and Wildlife and with A&M will tell you that, you know, there's two kinds of places in Texas right now, those that have hogs and those that are going to have hogs. So I think other cities need to understand the scope of the problem they're dealing with and come up with a solution, because it's only going to get worse.
That's our show, with research and writing help from Gretchen Mahan. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.